And one great fortune of the boys who go to Kodaikanal with Swami is they live next door to Swami. And really that's very, very, it's an exhilarating experience for students. Not why students, even teachers. Even teachers who went with Swami would live there in the hall adjacent to Swami's living room. And when I joined them, of course, I didn't have the fortune of living in the hall because Swami always kept me in the room, which was in the ground floor. And that is an exhilarating experience, to living with God. Because those days, I remember, I also as warden could go up. I was the elder, was allowed to go up and sit with boys, waiting for Swami to open the door into the hall and come out those days. Actually, there were a very small number of bathrooms and all. Boys would start getting up at 2 o'clock in the night. And they would take bath and get ready. Everybody is ready by 5:45, sitting outside Swami's door. And you just look out through the window. You see the lilies in the lake. And it was dawn time. And everybody is eagerly waiting for Swami to emerge from the room. A click of the handle of the door. And I tell you, Swami would come out and stand for a few minutes, maybe 5 to 6 minutes, looking at everybody. Everybody will crane his neck. And everybody is happy, joyful, smiling. And Swami also gives a smile, acknowledges the smile of everyone I can see. Then, you know, you would, to make them comfortable, he would also make some jokes. One morning, he asked one boy, how was your sleep? I said, Swami, I slept very nicely. I know, you slept under the table, dining table. Because he was the last to go to bed, there was no place for him. He unrolled his bed under the dining table and slept off. Oh, it is very chilly. I think it was quite warm for you under the table, Swami told him. And see, suddenly, a kind of manifestation of his divinity. And see, there, you know, students experienced both Swami's majesty and also intimacy, both. Loving intimacy and majestic glory of Swami, both they saw. He's so intimate. And another boy, he will tell him, you have a stomach upset, you didn't sleep at all whole night, and you have made 10 visits to the toilet. So Swami would tell such things. So such intimacy, along with sudden revelation of his divinity, so where you slept, what you ate, and what upset your stomach, the kind of things, no, sir. It is actually one and the only opportunity for students to live with Swami as an intimate member of his family. Otherwise, you know, in Prashant Nilayam, in a way, that's why it is his office. And in Vrindavan, it's slightly better because Swami is more intimate to boys. But living with Swami, it was possible for Swami students and teachers only in Kodaikanal. Even today, that is the thing. In fact, actually, Swami, at some time in, I think, in late 90s, Swami wanted to send out all the boys to another lodging available on the first floor of the bhajan hall. You know how boys pleaded, cried, and now till today, even in the last visit 2009, you know that boys lived next door to Swami.